And the prank queen nipped a pally one and lit up again, and red cocks flew flackering from the hill combs. And she made her widder before the wicked, saying, "Mark the twy, why do I am look alike two pots of porter peas?" And, "Shut," says the wicked, handwording her majesty. So her majesty aforethought set down a jiminy and took up a jiminy, and all the lily pathways to woman's land she rain. And Jarl Van Hoother bleathered at her with a loud finagel, "Stop, dumb, stop, come back with my earring, stop." But the prank queen swarreted, "I'm liking it." And there was a wild old granna whale that Lawrence he knight of star shooting somewhere in Erio. And the prank queen went for her 40 years walk and turn the meme, and she punched the curves of Crumb Cruel with the nail of a top into the jiminy, and she had her four larksical monitrix to touch him his tears, and she provorted him to the one certain all secure, and he became a Tristian. So then she started raining, and in a pair of changers bedumbed her, she was back again at Jarl Van Hoother's and the Larry Hill with her under her aberment. So, and why would she halt at all, if not by the ward of his mansion home of another nice lace for the third charm? And Jarl Van Hoother had his hurricane hips up to his pantry box, ruminating in his hold four stomachs. Dare, oh dare! And the jiminy tougher trees and the dummy were beloved on the watercloth, kissing and spitting and roguing and pogooing, like knave paltry and naive bride in their second infancy. And the prank queen picked a blank and lit out, and the bellies lay twinkling. And she made her wittest in front of the archway of triumph, asking, "Mark the tris, why do I am a look alike three pots of porter peas?" But that was how the skirtmishes end up. For like the Campbells a-coming with the fork lance of lightning, Jarl Van Hoother Boanerges himself, the old terror of the Danes, came hip-hop-handy-hap out through the pike-opened archway of his three shut-in castles, in his broad ginger hat and his civic collar, and his all-above hemmed and his bull-braggin socks and gloves, and his Ladbroke breeks, and his cat-gut bandolier, and his fur-frame panuncular cumbuts, like a red-yellen grubeline orangeman in his violet indignation to the whole length of the strength of his bowman's bell.